Leaking Cum Off My Face at the Bar. This is a sequel to Leaking Cum on the Floor of the Mall, which had ended with my character saying that next time he was going to be edged and then she would get a facial. And the reason why he would be edged and she would get the facial is because that would mean it would be a big load. And I mean, if you're going to get a facial in public, it should be a big load. Okay, that's what I would want. And this is a fantasy of mine, so yes, I make the rules. So it's been a week, and he hasn't thought about which day it is. He knows he needs to come, but she was trying to get him to go out earlier in the day so that she could get the facial instead of having to get it at the concert, because she didn't want him to miss the concert, but oh well. And I like how she teases him and does the very slow build up, because of course she wants the biggest load that she can get. Smart girl. And I love the playfulness too. Like when she's pretending to, well, she does deep throat him, but just for a second each time. Now, once she gets the facial, she just kind of gets lost in the moment and she's enjoying it so much. And I feel like that's how it is with fantasies for me. Like things that I know I'm going to enjoy, I just know I am, and then I get to experience it, and then I'm like, that was just as great as I imagined. And you know, she's living in that moment. She's like, yes, okay, this is it. Yeah, this is fantastic. I fucking love this. You know, and she's loving the attention. And I think she's having her like slut moment. She's not a slut, obviously, but you know, she's having her like fantasy, you know, fantasy slut moment. And yeah, she gets a little carried away when she asks her partner, hey, can I give this guy my number? But she's just having fun. And he has kind of had it. Everyone's paying attention to her. Everybody, well, but you know, she's making herself like into this slut. But you know, she's his and he's hers. And so he's like, okay, you're mine. But she does a really good job of reassuring him, I think, and just being like, okay, I'm sorry, I had my fun. But you know what? I am yours. And, you know, he wants to claim her right away, too. He's like, oh, mine, my property. And I think she loves that. And so, yeah, they're going to go home. He's going to fuck her and claim her. And also, I love how the whole mall incident, which she was not expecting when it happened, is what awakened this whole thing in her. And I feel like that happens. Like, for me, it was kind of starting on GWA, which awakened this whole thing in me, which made me start having like all these kinks and fantasies that I wanted to experience. And I think that's what happened with her, with having the whole mall experience. She's like, okay, I enjoy this. This is what I like. You know, I have this fantasy. I think this is what I would like. So I want to live it out and see. And so I am curious what they're going to do next time, because there's going to be a next time. I have to think of another fantasy to do. It'll be good, though. I have lots of public fantasies. I really do. I mean, okay, this character is me. This character is totally me, because the whole mall one is like a huge fantasy that I had. And I talked about that in the commentary. So I don't know why it took me so long to make the audio. And I think it was like this vulnerability thing, because it was such a big fantasy for me. There's just some vulnerability in sharing fantasies sometimes. And yeah, it's something that I've just been slowly overcoming. And I mean, I think I've pretty much completely overcome it by now. But this one, I guess, took a while. I was like, how have I not made this audio yet? I had this idea in 2019. So yes, I've officially like done the big fantasies that I've wanted to do for audios and gotten to experience them in a way, live them out in a way. So yeah, I'll just think of another one. I mean, there's always more fantasies. It's me. There's more stuff I want to do. But also, I'll take requests too. If there's something you want this couple to do, let me know.